This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, while we await the FDA Dragon Slayer to return, it is the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're also now simulcasting our radio show through YouTube on RS Bell Media Channel. If you go to robertscottbell.com, we're cranking it up for the cause of liberty with our good friend from the Washington Times, Cheryl Chumley. Cheryl, how are you, my friend?
I am doing great. How about you?
Well, I'm happy to be breathing. It was an intense weekend with Irma making her way up the peninsula known as Florida. And we came out of it, and we were talking a little bit before we went on the air. But folks, you know, that if you haven't tuned in this week, we were off the air Monday because there was no power. There was no access to anything. In fact, on Tuesday, I went to my buddy who's a pediatric surgeon, Dr. Chet, and he said, come on down. We didn't get power out, so I went to his place, and we did a nice broadcast together. But the studio was back up and running as of yesterday, and we are cranking it up for the cause of liberty today with you, Cheryl. And, again, I'm just grateful to be breathing and that the family is okay, and most people have come through this pretty well.
Yeah, we up here in Northern Virginia have been saying prayers for everybody who's been a victim of these hurricanes, not just in Florida, but in Texas. And sure, I'm glad that you guys made it through okay, Robert.
Of course, but you have to live with the hurricane known as Washington, D.C. all the time. So it's like, it's actually much worse for you.
What a segue. Good one.
I'm just thinking about it. Honestly, I'm going, you know, when I visit there, I got to bathe extra strong to get all of that stuff off of me. So, again, you and Jonathan being up there and Norm Singleton, it's like, I don't know how you do it.
You know, what comes out of D.C. is often filled with deceptions and lies and all sorts of negative things. So we're weathering the storm up here as best we can.
Yeah, I know you are. And, you know, your article this week, my favorite one of the week that you did, is about the aftermath of these hurricanes. And I've said that the positive side of these disasters that happen from time to time on planet Earth is just part of living here on this planet, is that when left to their own, to our own, we take care of one another. We come together. We help one another. We hug one another. We feed one another. And that is, I believe, more of the natural state, and it's an artificial state of reality that the government and the media and all of these others that foment hatred say we all hate one another because we're different. Each one of us is different. Of course we're different. That is awesome. Nothing. I mean, I don't want, if two people are the same, what's the point of the second person, right? We all have unique attributes. That's true. But it's so much taken down to just visual differences that determine whether we like one another or not. And then you see the people of Houston coming together. You see the people in Florida coming together. And your article about some of the Christian groups coming together and doing more than FEMA is doing. A lot more.
I absolutely love to see this. You know, I love this story. I love the idea that even USA Today, which isn't exactly known as a defender of the conservative or Christian view or so forth, had to report on this. All these Christian nonprofit groups, churches, nonprofits, faith-based organizations have done such a tremendous job reaching out to the victims down in Florida. And even out in Texas, but specifically in Florida of late, they reached out with food, with medicines, with clothing, with housing assistance and so forth to such degree that they're beating FEMA, which FEMA is the federal agency that's supposed to be tasked with being the first responders on the scene and providing the best and most abundant help. So it's just so heartening to see that not just, you know, the faith-based community, faith-based community coming together like this, but there's a crucial point to see in this, and it's that if you want to make big government irrelevant, if you want to reel in big government and live with a limited government system, charity is the way to go, because once individuals take it on themselves to provide, you don't need government to do it for you.
Well, it's sort of embarrassing to those in the government agencies, because we have people that would look at me or you and say, we hate government, we're anti-government. And it's like, listen, I just want to be left alone and I want to help people. Like, you know, my background is in natural healing, natural medicine as a homeopath, and in most states, I'm not allowed to do what I know to do, is help people without hurting them. Nobody dies from homeopathic medicine. But, you know, I would just go out of my way if people, you know, ask for help, to help them. I don't ask for permission. And yet, if I were to hang a shingle and charge for the services, just like normal people do for all their, you know, their ability to do helpful things, then suddenly you're an enemy of the state. And so in the case of even charity, very often government, the growth of government has kind of push charity out of the equation. In some cases, just because it's economically untenable, because people have much of their income, if you want to call it that, stolen under the force of a government gun via income taxation or other forms of taxation, so they don't have the means by which to help monetarily. But then again, those people still are finding a way to give of themselves their time and their efforts or things that they have in their possession.
Yeah, that's a good point. Government does get in the way of charity, because the bigger government grows, the more of funding it, of course, it needs to provide for the government officials. And how do they get that funding? By taxation. So if you take taxes out of the hands of the private sector, that leaves less for that private sector, that family, to provide for him or herself. And usually one of the first things that goes is charity. And so when you do that, it's kind of incentivizing government to grow even bigger, because it kind of guarantees them a job security of sorts. But, it's not working, because Americans are just, the spirit of America is just so generous and so compassionate. And even when the economy is down, you see Americans give of their money, of their time, of their prayers, of whatever service they can provide. And this right there is what makes America the great nation it is. It's not our government. It's the spirit of the individual.
Yeah, and it's the abundance that comes with freedom, only uniquely with freedom. And it's disheartening to see a lot of folks, particularly poor folks that have grown up, maybe now generations, dependent upon government, and their first thought is to think, please rescue me, FEMA, right? That's almost embedded into the DNA of certain generations of Americans now. And, you know, if it were even a constitutional organization, I've said that we can do it better locally or even on a state level. And, of course, all of the money that Trump is promising to throw down from the federal level to the local level, it's coming from other people by force. Look at J.J. Watt of the Houston Texans, the NFL team. I think he was supposed to raise like a few hundred thousand dollars. Has he raised like over $20 million privately, for instance? And as you mentioned in your article, you know, the Christian groups, the Samaritan groups, the different religious groups coming together and doing what they are called to do, to serve others in this way. And the more we can get out of their way to allow it to happen, and usually, again, it's government that gets in the way there, the more we're able to help and facilitate the recovery and some semblance of normalization post-hurricane.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, I really fleshed this idea out in my book, Devil in D.C., and I know you've read it, and I know that you recognize or you remember the chapter I have in there about charity and how to reel back big government by doing things on an individual basis. And it's not just during disasters, you know. If you look at, say, Habitat for Humanity or other organizations that really help people get back on their feet with housing, you could practically abolish federal agencies like HUD that aren't even constitutional. And if you look at what the government provides nowadays versus how founding fathers envisioned our government to be, limited in scope, if you look at all the agencies that are out there nowadays, you could practically check them all off the list and wipe them out and allow these charitable groups to step up and perform the functions in place of the group.
You know, it occurs to me, Cheryl, you have these, now with the internet, these groups that will rate charities based on the efficiency, right? They raise money, and there's overhead costs, there's bureaucracy, and then how much of that money actually impacts for the benefit of those that you're giving to the charity to help, right? And so that's a pretty much of a standard thing that people are rating these charities, going, you know what, I'm not going to give to that one because 10% goes to charity. This one's great, 90% goes to charity. So think about that in terms of rating the federal government and its ability to help the people in these regions that these disasters occur. And you're talking probably less than 10% coming back of the money that's taken in that sense. That might be generous. And so the efficiency of these large bureaucratic organizations to deliver that, which we could do much better on a local, private, charitable basis, it's not even in the ballpark. It would probably rate the federal government the lowest of the low.
That's absolutely right. And you're right. The organizations out there, the watchdogs of the nonprofits, I've spent years looking at nonprofits and going through their Form 990s, the IRS forms, financial forms that they have to file every year. And, you know, there's some groups like GuideStar that post all this stuff, and all you have to do is sign up, and you have access to all these nonprofits out there, all the files that they have to send to the IRS, and you can see where their money goes. And you can have the power as an individual to decide, is this nonprofit spending money properly, and should I donate to it, or should I donate to this other nonprofit instead? So instead of taxation, money taken out of you by force, you're allowed to choose as an individual who has the best system of dispersing funds, who's the most honorable with the money, and who you want to give to.
How brilliant and beautiful and simple that is. And of course, with government, the distinct difference is you don't have, theoretically, you don't have a choice. They say, oh, you have a choice. Well, yeah, try not choosing. Folks, we're talking with Cheryl Chumley on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. You can find her at CherylChumley.com. We have it linked up in the show notes as well to her articles in the Washington Times. And fantastic, fantastic, brilliant insights. We appreciate her so much. We're going to talk about Trump's deal-making with Pelosi and Schumer over DACA. Is it for real? Is he toying with them? What is going on? Or is he just so fed up with Paul Ryan and that other guy from Kentucky? Not Rand Paul, the other guy. We'll talk about that when we come back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code free trial and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code free trial. libertyid.com. libertyid.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got Cheryl Chumley continuing now from the Washington Times on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Another article that you wrote about was the freak out over Trump meeting with Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer over the DACA issue, you know, the Dreamers and their kids as such. And I find it kind of hilarious that people are freaking out about it. I mean, he is the deal maker. He was planning to be a little bit different than perhaps anybody that came before him. But what has the reaction been from both sides of the aisle on him meeting this way?
Right. It's been a massive outrage, which, as we were discussing over the break, it's kind of curious that there's such outrage, because under a different administration, this would be called bipartisanship and it would be seen as a good thing. But because Trump is taking the lead to run around his own party and meet with Democratic leadership and not even invite his Republican leadership to the negotiating table, now all of a sudden Trump is a big traitor, and which is interesting in itself, because Republicans are always predicted he was a traitor. So it's high drama right now in the White House and in the media, and it's very interesting to watch. And you made a good point that this could be a larger Trump strategy, that he's been so fed up with the last few months of getting nowhere with the Republican leadership on the wall, on border security, on Obamacare, that he's saying, you know what, forget you guys, I'm going to work with the Democrats instead. That's definitely an art of the deal type move. So we're just going to have to see how this flushes out. And I would say hold the outrage until we see what comes forward by way of legislation, because all Schumer, Pelosi, and even Trump's talk is meaningless until it comes forward as a piece of legislation.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I find it very funny. I mean, my goodness, there, people are begging for some bipartisanship. Of course, I've argued against it because the more the government gets done, the worse it is for the American people, typically. Unless there is somebody like a Trump who says, you know what, I want to roll back the regulatory state, which is something we're all about, because when you reduce regulations, freedom can come back into the equation. And for those of you who think we, you know, conservatives want to pollute the planet, no, we want to restore property rights so that if you are harmed by somebody or a corporation, you would have the ability to go after them. You would be protected. Property rights would be protected. Right now, the oligarchy, the bureaucratic state, does not protect you and me. It protects the interest of the, well, in Big Pharma's case, the people who are polluting us with drugs unnecessarily, needlessly, and dangerously, and in other cases. So the idea for freedom is one that would actually defend the environment better than the EPA could ever defend the environment.
That would be ideal, and I think this country has moved so far from that ideal, it's going to take a hard, long time to bring us back around.
Yeah, it's a nation that has forgotten its past and forgotten that the greatness came from a defense of individual liberty and property rights, and so many people now are extolling the virtues of socialism, right? Bernie Sanders this week came out with a single-payer thing. I don't know, I doubt that it's going anywhere, but again, look at all the people that go ga-ga-ga over that concept, that they feel like, oh yeah, that's a right, as if the government can create rights. But then again, when you have the American people so far removed from creation that they recognize not the creator, but government as their god, what do you expect?
Yeah, this whole free medical care for all is getting really out of hand. And, you know, I'm not as optimistic as you that it won't go anywhere, because it was just a few short years ago, the idea of having government-controlled health care at all, Obamacare, seemed no deal. And now we have people in Congress talking about free college education for all, now free medical care for all. Just wait a few years. The next generation, if it's not taught freedom and constitutional limits, this stuff will be reality.
I know Mom and Dad forgot to tell you that there's no such thing as a free lunch, but maybe Grandma and Grandpa used to say that. Those of you have memories from that era. There ain't no such thing as a free lunch. And when you get that concept, you want to take responsibility for your life, because the more you depend on external sources for your vitality, your life, your food, your health, the weaker, the sicker you will become. That goes back to our founding fathers. Thomas Jefferson wrote about that as well. And Cheryl Chumley, I'm just grateful that you're writing about the things that perhaps can spark that awareness back into the American people, for however few are left to hear it.
Well, thank you for shining a light on it. Thank goodness for people like you with your voices putting them out there. I mean,
well,
the country needs more.
Well, thank you. You make it fun to do it, too. That is, it's just so important. And, of course, the way you're writing is very often very humorous and pointed. I hope all of y'all have read Cheryl Chumley. If not, go to Washington Times, see her on the op-ed page there, the editorials, the opinions page. And, of course, get her book, The Devil in D.C. We've talked about it before. You can go back in the archives and listen now if you missed any of it. Thanks, Cheryl Chumley. We've got more with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty coming up next on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Is it true that the CDC funded a study that found a link between flu shots and spontaneous abortions, miscarriages? We're going to get to that next hour. Also, shape-shifting bacteria on the International Space Station. We got questions about diverticulitis and a student who dared to not want to lie
to patients, a nursing student, lie to patients about the mandatory nature of vaccines that weren't mandatory. We got a follow-up on that out of Baker College. But for now, we've got Norm Singleton, the guy from the Campaign for Liberty, joining us on the Sacred Fire of Liberty. And we are going into the subject matter of the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA. Was this, Norm, correct me if I'm wrong, was this the original title of it after 9/11 to go after the bad guy, supposedly, or was the NDAA preceding even 9/11?
The NDAA gets passed every year by Congress. It funds most of the major defense, so-called defense, and Pentagon programs, and it's also a good place to debate a lot of the war powers and the other powers that have been granted the president. And the Pentagon's budget, indefinite detention, foreign policy in general. And it provides an opportunity for people like Rand Paul and others to have significant votes. And Senator Paul this week managed to force a vote by sitting on the floor and objecting to any attempts to move the bill forward. And his amendment would have repealed the 2001 and 2002 authorizations of force. 2001 was passed after September 11th. It was used to justify the Afghanistan invasion, and it said the president has power to go after those responsible for September 11th and their allies. And of course, that means al-Qaeda and the Taliban. They were using Afghanistan as a base. We went in there, cleaned them out, and it was in a matter of months. We got bin Laden in Pakistan in 2010 or 11, I think, and we're still there, 17 years later. We went into Iraq in 2002. It was not a declaration of war. It was a authorization of force, basically said to the president, you know, use diplomacy if you want to. Use
Didn't it turn out to be a blank check for military occupation? I mean, my goodness, I know they say it's not nation building, but what do you call it? You destroy the nation, you're still there, you're probably having to build some infrastructure on the taxpayers' dime.
Exactly. And what President Trump is proposing, you know, the difference between nation building and what he is proposing, I'm not really sure, to be honest with you, that I see it. Because he's saying we're going to stay there until the government, the government we're allied with. Okay, but what if Taliban? You know, we need billions of aid, or what if our government, that government that we're allied with, our puppet government over there, says we need billions of aid, you know, to buy off the Taliban, and we need education and you know, in Western values. You know, this could easily end up as a cover for nation building on the cheap.
Yeah. In the meantime, one of the things Senator Paul did as well in the Senate was recommend that if we're going to bail out folks that need help in Houston after Hurricane Harvey and in Florida now because of Irma, maybe we can cut back on some of the foreign expenditures, foreign aid to countries that are not really friendly to us. And they voted that down, too.
Yep, that was incredible, and this was after President Trump said in his speech that he was changing positions, and Pakistan wasn't going to get a free ride, and they would be required to be more cooperative with us. Well, this country that everyone acknowledges isn't fully cooperating in the war on terror. Why are we giving them foreign aid when? Our own people are coming to D.C. with a bill.
Well, what does it tell you? We talked a little bit before we went on the air with you, Norm, about the fact that Congress doesn't want to touch the issue of declaration of war. If they're held liable for the vote, they might lose their seat, for instance. And they're very comfortable saying, you and the executive branch, you do whatever you want. We've told you have the authorization to use force, and it's not on me, it's on you. I thought perhaps we would provide an opportunity for them to think a little bit longer, harder, and deeper on it by saying, you know what, if you're going to play it that way, then let's make sure your children are sent over into whatever theater we are in to help in that effort. And then suddenly you'll probably see a different tune coming out. They'll have an actual debate and discussion about whether this is a legitimate use of our armed forces.
Well, you know, I'm strongly against any kind of draft, but I will say that one thing that does need to be talked about when we talk about the draft and military service is the fact that there is an economic draft. People from lower incomes, people from so-called flyover country tend to serve at much higher rates than people from the elites, from the Ivy Leagues. And it does, I think, kind of, let's isolate them from the consequences of war. Kennedy, Nixon, Reagan, even Reagan had some, you know, wasn't, Reagan didn't see combat, but he had, did work on army training and other films. So he served his country during World War II, in that quaint old phrase. But we haven't had a president since the first George Bush who actually fought in war.
Mm.
Now, the flip side of that is to say that, well, Kennedy, Bush, did not necessarily pursue a peaceful foreign policy. I think you can make a case that Nixon was much more of a peace president than he's given credit for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. But on the other hand, there are generals who understand this, and they don't, they tend to be much less hawkish. There's a great anecdote from the Clinton era where they're talking about Bosnia, and Colin Powell is giving the reasons why intervening in that part of the world is a bad idea and how we should be cautious. And Madeleine Albright said, well, what's the point of having this big military if we never use them?
Yeah.
And apparently that just properly made Colin Powell, as an ex-soldier, just his head almost exploded.
Do you remember the Albright quote that supposedly happened when she was asked about the price of that war? 100,000 dead children and women, and she says that it was worth it?
Right, and people wonder why they hate us. I mean, that's literally, he's literally saying that it's okay for the United States to starve children, and she doesn't have any moral qualms about it.
Man, deep sigh of relief. Let me switch gears with you, maybe, because this is kind of depressing. Maybe there's something good that happened this week in Congress. Tell me if the rumor is true that the unlawful confiscation of property, that is the war of the government on the American people, to take property without due process, has been curtailed. Has it or has it not? Is that just a figment of my imagination, what I heard this week?
It's true. Libertarian Republican Justin Amash of Michigan teamed up with a Democrat whose name escapes me to do an amendment to a large spending bill that they're working, that they passed, actually, I'm sorry, in the House today. That's a pretty bad bill, a lot of bad stuff in it, but one thing's good is it reverses Jeff Sessions' a policy to ramp up civil asset forfeiture, and it does it the way that I just said most members of Congress don't like doing it. It does their job. It says to Jeff Sessions, we write your budget, you don't write the budget, and we're telling you, you can't spend money on this. It's a great victory for constitutional conservatism, for civil liberties, for libertarianism, and for true old-fashioned pro-civil liberties leftism and mm-hmm. liberalism, which seems to be in short supply among the so-called liberals today.
Right, because who takes the brunt of these confiscations? Is it the wealthy elite who can afford a defense, or is it the folks, the middle class, or even the poor folks that get stuff taken from them by government before they can even defend themselves in a court of law?
It is. You're right. It is the middle class. It is the working class. It is the lower class. It is, as with a lot of policies that originated in the drug war, it has a severe racial, if not in intent, in effect, although I will say I think that in its creation, the drug war was very racist, but I think there's Haldeman or Ehrlichman, one of Nixon's guys, in their diaries, said that one of the reasons Nixon was so keen on restarting the war on marijuana, or ramping that up, was it was a political way to get at radical blacks and hippies. And kind of play a culture war between the New Left and the what is silent majority. But this is a policy that is coming, that is increasingly unpopular. More and more states, more and more red states are rejecting it. Interestingly, too, the same thing is happening with the death penalty. I had dinner with the head of the Conservatives Against the Death Penalty on Tuesday, and he told me that there's an incredible turn in red states against capital punishment. So you are seeing a more, not pro-crime, not soft on crime, but wise on crime, and recognizing that tough on crime just means tossing out the Bill of Rights.
Right.
It could mean due process the way civil rights forfeiture does. It shouldn't mean saying that police have a slush fund now, they can steal, they can literally steal from you and there's nothing you can do about it. This is a positive result, and I think a lot of it does go to people like Ron Paul and Rand Paul, who kind of plowed that ground.
Right. Yeah, indeed. We're talking with Norm Singleton here on the Campaign for Liberty, and of course, this is the Sacred Fire of Liberty. 1 hour each week, we dedicate more of a political economic discussion in terms of health and healing on the body politic. And Norm's done great work in following on from Ron Paul with the Campaign for Liberty. We've got more discussion of what's been going on in Congress this week, and then we've got a lot of very overt health and healing issues in the second hour with me, RSV, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to say big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is it the majority of Congress, majority of the Senate, the majority of the American people who go to the fast food restaurant, and then they say, would you like some fries with that? And they say, well, is it free? And the person behind the counter says, yeah, of course it's free. And they go, yeah, well, give me then 10 of them. And, you know, this idea that we can get stuff for free is something that I think you're supposed to grow out of after about 2 or 3 years of age, where your parents or grandparents teach you. There ain't no such thing as a free lunch. But as we hear with the continuing resolutions for perpetual war, the National Defense Authorization Act, the FEMA emergency funds that are, you know, a spigot that doesn't ever turn off, even as Rand Paul says, hey, you know, maybe we can cut some of the money we're sending over to hostile actors in on planet Earth that we're funding right now. And they go, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. And let's just keep the war going forever. I'm just wondering where the adults are in the room. And I know when we get together, Norm, and discuss this, when Jonathan's here, we discuss this. But, man, some days I just wonder if we're making a dent in it. What do you think's going on there?
Well, I think that, again, Congress doesn't want to take any responsibility. It doesn't want to make hard choices. It doesn't want to make even easy choices, like, American taxpayers freezing in Texas because the hurricane wiped away their home, or a Pakistan government that plays both sides of the coin, and the president called out in his most recent foreign policy address to the nation, laying out his new strategy in the Middle East. So, I think if you ask most people, they'd say, well, that's an easy choice. And even people like me who would say government shouldn't be funding that disaster relief because they'll do a lousy job at it. Let churches, the private sector, do it. Let the market do it. Let people save and build and stop subsidizing them from building in flood plans. And guess what? People actually can take care of themselves. But Congress doesn't want to do that. They want to take care of all the world's problems, all of America's problems, but they don't want to take responsibility for when things go wrong. So they pass these huge bills. They give all these power to agencies, and then they thunder against the federal bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
As if they couldn't do anything about it. And they refuse to, the Senate refuses to even take up common sense legislation like the RAINS Act, which would restore congressional supremacy and our lawmaking power over the administrative state.
No, Norm, let me break in here on the issue of this, the hurricanes we just experienced in Texas and in Florida. People that were without power or that are now without homes or are living in very difficult conditions, I want you to imagine, if you will, you probably can't because you don't know about this, you don't even think about it. What if the United States Federal Reserve note dollar was no longer the world's reserve currency? What would happen to the standard of living? I think it would be a lot like what happens after a disaster, something that you find out you have to do with a lot less. And I don't know if the people are going to like it, but man, oh man, they've been lied to about this unlimited funds without end, and there's no consequences to it.
I was once told by someone with the Congressional Research Service, which is, you know, these guys are paid to be nonpartisan, and I think sometimes maybe politics leaks into some of their analysis, perhaps, but they're not usually accused of erring on the side of limited government, let me put it that way.
Uh-huh.
Instead, the simple fact is, if you look at the numbers of the deficit, and this was during the Bush years. This was before Obama. He said, if we lose our world reserve currency status, the United States becomes, at the time it was Argentina in a day. Now you could say Greece or Venezuela. But that is the only thing that is keeping the United States up. And that happens. Our interest rates skyrocket, which means the government can't pay its bills. It is a literal default. And all this hand-wringing over, oh, my God, you cannot raise the debt ceiling, we'll default on our debt. Well, as Ron Paul, I think, eloquently put it this week.
10 seconds.
If you have a guy who keeps running up credit card debt, is it really the responsible thing to keep telling him, don't worry about it, we're going to raise your credit limit? Or maybe it's the responsibility to tell him, cut off the damn card, just pay your bills.
Yeah.
Uncle Sam,
well, Norm, in America, we're living in a pharmaceutical fantasy. Most everybody's on some or many drugs, and perhaps they can't see it or hear it, even if we speak directly to them. But we'll keep doing it, Norm. I appreciate you from the Campaign for Liberty. We got a whole other hour of broadcast healing coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com, where the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.